Welcome to Living in Beauty. It's July 18, 2016, 10 a.m. We're driving north, away from San Diego. We are venturing out, like toddler cubs exiting the cave. Yeah, we're a bit doltish, wide-eyed and giddy. We're moving toward the heart's desire, in a geezer kind of way, revisiting old friends, old books, old jokes. In the wise, sweet verse of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, I was reminded that the line, "Nothing ventured, nothing gained," which may very well be the motherlode of great comedic writing, is hilariously funny in the farcical context of the Reeves tale. And we hope that our ongoing journey to soothing and iconic places will produce good stories with supersized portions of bawdy provincial humor. So, yes, things have calmed down a bit from the hectic, discombobulating chaos of our early days 3 months ago when we first moved into the trailer. We had been so thoroughly overwhelmed with the exhausting details of preparation, moving, retiring, learning to maintenance our rig, entertaining, and tying up loose ends, that inspiration for our shiny new Airstream adventure had begun to dull. Until I met our first campground neighbor, who I will call Sam. In November, Sam will be 100 years old, with nearly 70 years spent in mostly full-time RV travel. Sam handles his 40-foot, 8-ton fifth wheel like a pro, and he should, considering he's traveled almost every corner of every continent in the world in either a motorhome, which he designed and built himself in the 50s, or a trailer or other forms of transport, including skis and elephants. Everest? Yep. He made it to base camp in the 60s. You see, Sam's a legend. One might feel intimidated or awed to camp beside an RV legend, especially on your first day of full-timing, but I consider it to be auspicious. And even as we delighted Sam with an entire weekend of hilarity as he watched from his immaculately maintained RV, our performance of every humiliating remedy suggested on air forums to dislodge a monstrous shittalactite from inside our black water tank, we were happy to oblige. 2 years ago, after his wife of 70 years had passed, Sam dispensed with all photos and journals of their epic travels to distant and exotic lands. But in the warm afternoons, as I waited outside for Jim to come home from work, Sam would often invite me to pull up a chair. And he would share recollections from his journeys, like the 4,000-mile trek down the White Nile from Khartoum to Tanzania by any and all means available. No visuals were necessary. I could see him young, with his wife, in that moment, on a dirt road bargaining a ride from a farmer with an empty dung wagon, slinging their rucksacks into the open bed as it lurches forward. Stories of his travels came forth, easy as pie. His blue flame eyes burned with memories like dry mesquite, drawing me in. In her later years, Beatrix Potter said, "Thank God I have the seeing eye. That is to say, as I lie in bed, I can walk step by step on the fells and rough land, seeing every stone and flower and patch of bog and cotton pass where my old legs will never take me again." When I caught a nasty cold, Sam and I parted ways. Then, shortly after, Jim and I moved to a different campground. 100-year-old people don't do Facebook, and it's difficult to send mail to folks with no permanent address, from folks with no permanent address, so we will probably never meet again. I'm okay with that. I'm a Navy brat, and I know how to move on. Still, the legend of Sam will endure. The abundance of his traveling life confirms something I have always felt, that wandering is a basic human need. In his book, Blue Highways, William Least Heatmoon says, "Instead of insight, maybe all a man gets is strength to wander for a while. Maybe the only gift is a chance to inquire, to know nothing for certain, an inheritance of wonder and nothing more." Jim and I don't have 70 years, like Sam and his beloved. Yet, this is our chance. So with that, we say goodbye. Now, let us ride. Thanks so much for joining us at Living in Beauty. Special thanks this week goes to our friend and coworker Nathan Pearson, master craftsman, for his excellent cabinetry, and to our friend and neighbor Denise Jones at newfoundmysoup.com for inspiring photography and liberating culinary adventures. Also to our dear friend and Jem's former boss, Tom Gehring, for his photography and loan of the wide-angle video equipment for the video of the interior. Thanks also, ever and always, goes to our son, Christopher Bobo, for being our champion by providing help, support, and muscle every time we needed it. We love you, son. Okay, that's it. Have a great week.